A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sammon, the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. As the month of October gradually winds to a close, and as year 2023 is coming to an end, it is my prayer for you that you won't leave this year on an empty note. This Monday morning, I ask that the blessings of the Lord will be upon you, that heavens will open upon you and all that you do, and that prosperity will be your portion in all that you lay your hands upon to do. In Psalm 1, verse number 3, the Bible says, "He shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." According to God's word, your leaf will not wither, and whatever you do will prosper. That is, whatever you do will produce result. I like you to get set for result. You are entering into a season of result because you won't leave this year empty. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 21, God spoke to the children of Israel through Moses. God said, "And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that when they go, they will not go empty." So I pray that you won't leave this year on an empty note in the precious name of Jesus. What is our concern and consideration this morning? It is in the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter number 30, and in verse number 19. The word of God says, "And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small." My emphasis and point of discussion will be this verse of scripture, but taken from the Message Bible translation. Message translation says, "Thanksgiving will pour out of the windows. Laughter will spill through the doors. Things will get better and better. Depression days are over. They will thrive. They will flourish. The days of contempt will be over." I'd like us to look one after the other at the amazing promises of God for us in this verse of scriptures. And I'd like for you, my dear listener, to embrace these promises of God, to hold them tenaciously, believe them, and appropriate them into your life. Confess them and begin to receive and to possess and to manifest them. They are the promises of God for you, as this year is gradually winding to a close. What is God saying? Number one, he said, "Thanksgiving will pour out of the windows." Don't forget, King James Version says, "Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving," which means that you will still have reasons to give thanks to God before this year is over. I'd like you to believe with me that as you step out this first working day of the week, you will have a reason to praise God. By the time today winds to a close, by the time this week is coming to an end, by the time this year is running to an end, you will have thanksgiving. You have reason to scream for thanksgiving, for joy at the amazing things that God will make happen in your life and in your household. Believe God for his word. God is not a man that he should lie. He has never failed before, and he will never fail. It's not a failure. So thanksgiving. I want you to begin to open your heart, open your eyes, open your mind, and begin to look out for those things that God has done, that God will do, that will make you pour out in thanks, that will make thanksgiving to pour out of your windows, out of your life, reasons to give thanks to God. So thanksgiving. I want you to be assured that you are ending year 2023 on a note of thanksgiving. I am ending this year on a note of thanksgiving. I will have reasons to give thanks to God. And so I say to you, by the Spirit of the Lord, you will have reasons to give thanks. You will have reasons to celebrate. And that's point number one, what God has promised you. You are ending this year with thanksgiving. Number two, it says, "Laughter will spill through the doors." Laughter. God will make you to laugh. In Genesis chapter 21, verse number 6, Sarah said, "God has made me to laugh." You are the next person that God will make to laugh. Of course, and indeed, he has made many people to laugh. God has done so many things in many people's lives, and they have laughed with joy. They have given thanks and praises to God, and you are the next person that will laugh. There's a miracle that happens in the life of a man that makes this man shout in jubilation, shout with great excitement and joy and laughter. God will make you to laugh. So get set for laughter. Our mouth, your mouth will be filled with laughter. According to Psalm 126, when the Lord turned again from verse 1, the captivity of Zion, he says, we were like they that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongues with singing. So God is going to do amazing miracles in your life that will cause you to laugh. God made Sarah to laugh. Sarah laughed because of the amazing and unbelievable miracle that God made happen in our life. So God is going to do certain unimaginable things in your life, things you never expected, are things that people are not expecting to see in your life. God is going to do it. It's going to be a major turnaround, a divine turnaround for you. When God turns around the situation of a man, laughter is inevitable. So you will laugh because God is going to turn around the situations of your life and it will make you laugh. Just like he made Sarah to laugh. Sarah laughed because here was a woman who had been called barren for many years. And now at age 90, God giving her a miracle baby. Definitely everyone who heard must have laughed. So Sarah said, God has made me to laugh. Everyone who hears this will laugh also. So there's a miracle that is coming that will make you to laugh. This is the word of God. This is the promise of God for your life. And I believe it, and I want you to believe it also. Laughter will spill through your doors. Number three, and this is very important. The Bible says things will get better and better. I love this. It is personally for me. God says things will get better and better. That no matter the situation of your life at the present moment, the promise of God is that things will get better and better. I know that you are going through certain tough times at this moment. You are going through difficulties, a serious challenge. Maybe yours is not even a very serious one, or maybe yours is a very serious challenge. I know you are going through diverse situations. God is aware, and God is saying things will get better and better for you. It can never grow worse again. Things cannot be more worse than it is now. It can only get better. And so God is making a promise. You may not see it. It may not look like it. Everything may look dark and gloomy. But God's word is saying things will get better and better. That is a promise that is worth holding on to, because it is coming from the mouth of the Almighty God, that things will get better and better. Believe it. Things will get better. And for us in our country, Nigeria, things will get better. I did not say that. All political, economic, and social indices are so showing to the contrary, that things appear to be going worse. Things appear to be getting bad. But God's word is saying that things will get better and better. And whose report will you believe? I dare you to believe the report of the Lord, that no matter how gloomy the situation may be, no matter how bad the economy may be, no matter the rate of exchange of the dollar to the naira and of the pounds to the naira, no matter the economic situation in the land, the Bible says things will get better and better. For you, a covenant child of God, the word of God says things will get better and better. Believe this promise of God. Embrace this promise of God. Hold on to this promise of God. Confess this promise of God. Don't confess the negatives that you see around. It may be happening to others. It may be happening to all, but your case is different. You are a covenant child of God, and God is making a promise concerning you that your things will get better and better. You better believe God. Believe him rather than believing the economic indices around you, or the economic situation around you, or political situation around you. Believe what God has said about you, that for you, for your household, things will get better and better. So thanksgiving will pour out of your windows, laughter will spill through your doors, and things will get better and better for you. As you step out this first working day of the week, go out with this great confidence. Things will get better and better for me. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers this morning and say, Father, give me reasons, more reasons to give thanks to you, to praise your holy name in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask for more reasons. You have been faithful. You are faithful to your words, and you are too faithful to fail. Thank you for the things that you have done. I am asking for more reasons to give thanks to you. Give me more reasons to give thanks to you. Give me more testimonies, more miracles to thank you for. And I thank you in advance because I know it is done in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, before this year is over, make me to laugh. Let laughter fill my mouth in the name of Jesus. Give me miracles that will make me laugh. Father, this is my prayer as this year winds to a close, that you will give me miracles, reasons to laugh. Do miracles in my life that will make me laugh and praise your name. I thank you because it is done in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice again and pray and say, Father, let things get better and better for me. Let things get better and better for my household. Let things get better and better for my country. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, according to your word, let things get better and better for me. Let things get better and better for my family, for my household. Let things get better and better for my country. I pray for my country, Nigeria. Let things get better and better for that country. I pray for the country, the land of my sojourn, for everyone in diaspora. Pray that prayer. Lord, let things get better and better for me in the land of my sojourn, in the name of Jesus, in the place of my habitation. Let things get better and better for me. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray, Father, I refuse to leave this year empty. I refuse to end this month on an empty note. I refuse to leave this year empty. Give me something great to show in the name of Jesus. My Father and my God, I pray, I refuse to leave this month empty. Just one more day after today for this month of October to be over. I refuse to leave this month empty. I refuse to leave this year empty. Give me something great to show and let your name be glorified. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. It shall be as you have declared in the ears of God in the precious name of Jesus. You won't leave this month, this year, on an empty note. God will give you something great to show in the name of Jesus. And I pray thanksgiving will spill out of your mouth, out of your windows, out of your life. There will be laughter. God will give you miracles that will make you laugh. And things will get better and better for you, for your household, for your business. Things will get better and better. For our nation, Nigeria, things will get better and better. For your land of sojourn or habitation, things will get better and better. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Support Daily Impact with Grace Man with your prayers. Support this program by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. You can support also with your financial donations. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is @YemiGraceMan on all platforms. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious week, and the Lord bless you.